同学里，爱的 eternal being, the point of light, the master of this body.Now I understand that I'm on a long journey. Let's check our life, what it has been while in this one costume. We all write a script of how we want life to be.For ourselves, for our family. Just take this moment to reflect. Has it gone as planned, as desired? Reflect. Did everything go as per the script I had created on my mind?ऐसा होगा, फिर ऐसा होगा, फिर ऐसा होगा. And we will find that some things went as per our plan, and some things were absolutely not planned.For some of us, we didn't put in too much effort, and destiny gave us more than what we had even thought about. And for someone, worked very hard and yet unable to achieve what the mind had conceived. Why does it happen this way?Someone I trusted a lot betrayed me. Someone I hardly knew did so much for me. Why did it happen this way? The mind questions. The mind seeks answers.How is this all getting decided? And if I have to change something in what's going to happen from tomorrow, where does the power lie? We have grown up believing that everything is happening as per God's will. Hindi mein kehte the, patta patta bhi Ishwar ki marzi se hilta hai. Right? Everyone agrees with this? Hands up for that. Everyone agrees? Everything is happening as per God's will. Patta patta bhi Ishwar ki marzi se hilta hai.So each one of you has come here as per whose will? As per God's will. Very good. And those who were not able to come? Those who were unable to come? Answer. Those who were unable to come? God's will. Okay, good. Now tell me, why did God will for you to come and for them not to come?Which for them it was not good to come? Hanji? Acha, okay. And all that has been going on for the last 2 months in some part of the world, that is as per God's will. Is that better for them, what's happening? Yes? Yes? Is that happening as per God's will? So much pain, so much trauma, so much loss, so much suffering. We are just hearing and we can feel it. We can't even imagine what it must be like, that suffering. Is this suffering as per God's will? Is this suffering as per God's will? No. One young child left the morning on his motorcycle to go to college, didn't come back. This is God's will? This is God's will? No. Go to a hospital, you'll find these 8 children in the cancer ward. This is God's will? So much is happening in the world. Just imagine for a minute, if you had the power to write the destiny of your child, how would you write it? In one word, destiny for your child. Perfect. Everyone? Perfect? Saw bukhar? 100 fever? Sirf 100 fever. Kya hoga utne se? That also you will not write for your child. What is the class mein rank? First in class, always. Second bhi nahi aayega. Why? Who is writing the destiny? The parent is writing the destiny. And so when a parent writes the destiny, the parent will write nothing but perfect. Right? If a parent has 2 children, one is very obedient and another one is little mischievous, will there be a difference in the destiny that they write for both of them? A little more perfect for this one and a little less perfect for this one? No, but this one is not that perfect as this one. So why should the destiny be the same? Because you're a parent. And a parent will not be able to create bias between their 2 children. Right? So if you had the power to write the destiny of your child, perfect. 2 children, perfect. If you had the power to write the destiny of the child of a person who has done wrong to you, someone cheated you, betrayed you, really wronged you, and you got the power to write that person's child's destiny, how would you write it? That person did wrong to you. Think. That person did wrong to you, you have the power to write his child's destiny. Decide kar lo, phir bolo, perfect, not perfect, horrible, whatever you feel like saying, you say it. He is not here to listen to what you are saying right now. Nobody knows. This camera can't see your faces, so don't worry. Huh? So what kind of destiny for that person's child? Perfect for that. Perfect for someone who's wronged you? Okay, suppose you had the power to write the destiny of that person who has wronged you. You have the power right now, write anything. How much low will you be able to go to write that person's destiny? Can't. So understand, we human beings at the end of Kali Yuga, with all our weaknesses and all our negative sanskars, we still have so much of that purity of intent and goodness in us that we cannot right wrong even for that one who has wronged us. But the ocean of purity, the ocean of love, the ocean of forgiveness is writing. Okay? So today we will check and give up these belief systems which we did not pause to check whether they are right or they are not. So 2 belief systems. 1, God is writing our destiny, everything is happening as per God's will. And 2, everything is happening as per my karma. If God writes destiny, 1, it will be perfect. 2, it will be equally perfect for everyone. Not more perfect for one and less for another one, because we are all children. But if karma is writing my destiny, then it will be different for each one, because each one's karma is different. Even in 10 minutes sitting here, everyone has different thoughts, so different karma. And because we are creating so much karma, a lot of my karma is perfect, but some karma is different. So my destiny has a lot of things which are beautiful, and sometimes it had its share of challenges and problems. So now which one to pick up and which one to drop today? Who's writing my destiny then? Who's writing my destiny? Don't put the finger there and blame. What we have been doing for little things, iski wajah se, iski wajah se, iski wajah se, iski wajah se, badi cheez aayi, uski wajah se. Sirf ek par ungli nahi rakhi kabhi. Sirf ek par hi ungli nahi rakhi te kabhi, sab par rakhi. And because sab par rakhi, khud par nahi rakhi, we were not able to create a change. Either in the sanskar, or in the karma, or in the destiny. And Raj Yoga says, for all these little things, you're the creator. And for all the big things, you are responsible, because it is your karma. But most important, for anything you want to change, you are the power who's going to change it in your present karma. So total responsibility also comes to me, and then total power also comes to me. When I say here, here, here like this, I don't get the responsibility, but I don't even get the power to change it. Then I'm always dependent. तो हम भगवान को बोलते भगवान ये ठीक कर दे भगवान वो ठीक कर दे फिर कहते भगवान तूने ठीक नहीं किया एक महीना हो गया क्या कर रहा है सुनता क्यों नहीं है फिर हम कहते कर दे तो हम ये चढ़ाएंगे जल्दी कर दे सी व्हाट ऑल वी हैव बीन डूइंग पेरेंट है फॉर द पेरेंट वी डोंट नीड टू से जल्दी कर दो हम ये करेंगे आपके लिए बट द पेरेंट सेज I can give you love, I can give you knowledge, I can give you wisdom, I can give you power. Use all that and now create your karma. Same like you can do for your child. You can give your child advice, you can give your child love, you can give your child support, but you cannot do the karma of your child. If every parent could do the karma of their child would have a perfect destiny. And suppose your child faces a problem in life, which has come in their destiny, you can be with that child, again give them advice how to face that, again give the power, but again they are the one who has to face the consequences of their past karma and their destiny. Same as a parent and child, same as Paramatma and Atma, same relationship. So first thing from today, blame game is over totally. For one thought of hurt, to the toughest thing that has happened in my life, blame game is over, victim mode is over. Complete responsibility and complete power to create a change. Okay? Now what is karma? So we thought karma is what I say, what I behave. No. Karma is first my intention. Karam ke piche ki bhav aur bhavna, the intent behind the karam. So we always look at karma as what is visible, what I said, what I did. That's very little part of karma. Sabse zyada karma is what is invisible, my intent, my thoughts, my emotions. I will speak two lines, but I will think 100 thoughts for that. So suppose I meet you and say, lovely meeting you, come over again, we'll have lunch, 3 good lines. So I say, tick, I was very nice to that person. I don't check, I said, oh my God, fir mil gaye. फिर 10 मिनट मेरे वेस्ट करा देंगे हर टाइम बोर कर देते हैं अब बोलूंगी तो फिर आ जाएंगे आते हैं फिर खाने पर भी बैठ जाते हैं इतना सा पूछा था मुझे क्रिकेट मैच देखना था ये आकर बैठ गए खान वी क्रिएट 100 थॉट्स एंड वी डोंट चेक दोज वी सेड आई स्पोक नाइसली टू देम आई बिहेव्ड नाइसली टू देम दैट्स व्हाई आवर बैलेंस शीट डजंट टैली दैट्स व्हाई Because we are thinking we are doing all good karma. Then from where is all this coming? Because karma is the energy I create and I send out into the world, and maximum energy is getting created here, invisible. So karma is intention. Behind your every behavior, check the intent. If you are being nice to someone, check the intent why you are being nice to them. Are you being nice to them because you want something in return? Are you being nice to them only so that they should feel you're a nice person and so you seek validation? Are you being nice to them because they will be nice to you in the future? Or are you being nice to them absolutely without any reason? There are so much intent possible behind even just being nice to someone. So the karma is going to come in the intent. So first is intent, second is thoughts, third is emotions. I can create one thought, I don't like this person. It's just one thought. But when it becomes an emotion of hatred, then that karma has gone to another level. So intent, thought, emotion is the invisible karma. Word, behavior is the visible karma, but it's all energy that I create, and so all comes as my karma. Okay, now hold a ball in your hand and remember this visual always. The energy I create and I throw out into the world. Intent, thought, emotion, word, behavior, karma. Now your ball is going to come and hit this wall, and this ball is going to come back to you. And when that ball is coming back to you, that is called destiny. Now what is destiny? Situations. What is comes to us in life? Situations come into our life. So situation is destiny. People's behavior to me is destiny. The health of my body is destiny. Abhi abhi theek hai, tomorrow I come to know there is an issue. Destiny. It's just come to me like this. Professional ups and downs, destiny. Someone less effort, lot of success. Someone lot of effort, still struggling. Destiny. Destiny. So, ball I throw out, repeat, what is the ball I throw out? Intent, thoughts, emotions, words, behavior. Ball coming back to me, situations, people's behavior, health of the body, and ups and downs in our professional life. Now the connection between the two. The ball that I throw there hits the wall and comes back. The first criteria for taking care of what ball I throw in today's Kali Yuga age is don't look at the ball that other people are throwing. Don't say everyone is doing it, so I did it. It will come back to everyone's destiny. That time you can't say sabne kiya tha isliye maine kiya. No. What will come back to me will only be the ball I throw. Other people's ball is not coming back to me. So first criteria of decision making of what karma to do is pause and say, this energy is going to return to me. Now do it. So in Raj Yoga we have a very beautiful word. Trikal Darshi Hokar Karam Karo. Trikal Darshi means the three aspects of time, past, present, future, Tinokal. So whatever is coming to me, happening to me, is my past coming to me, my past karma. What I am doing now is the present I am creating, and what I create now will come back to me, so my future is getting decided. At every moment, past, present, future working together, Trikal Darshi Hokar Karam Karna. Aise nahi kar diya. कर नहीं सकते ऐसे सोच के इस कर्म का एक परिणाम आएगा. It's not a punishment, it's a consequence. Punishment is not a nice word. Nobody is punishing us anywhere. But if I have thrown a ball in a particular manner, it has to come back in a particular manner. That's simple science. If you throw it like this, it'll come like this. If you throw it like this, it will come. It's just a consequence of what I have sent out. Don't call it punishment and all those strong words, because nobody is sitting up there to punish us. Theek hai? Now hold the ball. First criteria. First criteria, don't look at what other people are doing. Don't look at content to see what is the right thing to do. Pause. What is right energy? This energy will come back to me. Careful. Now throw it, remembering very clearly, this ball is going to hit that wall and come back. Now once I throw my karma ball, it is going to come back. Some karma ball will come back next second. Some karma ball will come back next year. Some karma ball will come back after 50 years. Some karma ball will come back after 100 years. And by the time it comes back after 100 years, what has happened? My costume changed. So those karma balls which come back to me immediately, at least I know. मैंने उनके साथ ऐसा किया, वो ऐसा कर रहे हैं, fine. But when something happens suddenly where I cannot connect the dots, and I said, why did this happen to me? I've never ever done any wrong. Which is true. But we have never ever done any wrong after coming into this costume. Do I remember what I did in the past costume? Do I remember what I did in the past costume? So, everything that is happening is absolutely fair. Very often we say, this is unfair. It should not happen. There is nothing that's unfair. Everything is fair. Okay? So the ball I'm throwing out, the ball is returning to me, but it might not return immediately. In the meantime, I could have changed my costume and the ball will come to me and I will say, how come? So like we were saying, not too much effort or thought behind putting something, and yet success comes like very easy. And we say, इन्होंने तो इतना कुछ नहीं किया, इनको क्यों success मिल रहा है? So because we are only able to see the life of that person in that costume. So let's say two children have an exam tomorrow. One child is studying non-stop and the other child is not studying. They're playing. And everybody is saying, ये कितना पढ़ रहा है, ये कुछ नहीं पढ़ रहा है. Okay? But the next day, after the results, the one who was studying didn't pass. But the one who didn't study at all passed with flying colors. And everybody said, ऐसा कैसे हो सकता है? Because everybody saw only that last day before the exam. So somebody will gently come and say, ये बच्चा है ना पूरा साल पढ़ा था. He didn't need to study on the last day. And वो जो बच्चा है ना कुछ नहीं किया पूरा साल. तो इसलिए एक दिन पढ़ रहा था. एक दिन में थोड़ी पास हो जाएंगे. So what we are able to see about people is that one last day. That one day in that costume. We are not about what we are in this costume. We are a long, long journey. So don't question your destiny. And don't question anybody's destiny. Understand. Yesterday we saw, I understand, I accept, I bless. I understand that everything that is happening is, let's put a word to it, everything that is happening is, everything that is happening is fair, it's accurate. Good, not good, easy, difficult. So first thing that finishes is, mere saath aisa kyun hua? This question that the mind creates repeatedly to itself depletes a lot of energy. Because the mind tries to keep on finding answers. Kyun hua, kyun hua, kyun hua? In one line say, Mera karam, full stop. And get back your power to throw the right ball now. To throw the right ball now. Ye mera karam. Because we say, maine kabhi kisi ke saath achha aise nahin kiya. Is shareer mein aakar nahin kiya. So very good, you have a lot of blessings in this lifetime. And if you see, that's why when a challenge comes, there are lot of help and solutions also come along with that challenge. Hota hai ya nahin hota aisa? Hota nahin hota. That challenge will come, but there are other things that will come with that challenge. Because we are not a creator of one karma. I may have created one mistake, but I have done lot of good things. So even when that return of that one mistake is coming to me, the return of the good that I have done also comes to me, and the power I create now gives me the strength to face that karma in a different way. And phir wo jo karmic account jitna bhari hai, utna bhari lagta nahi hai. So phir log kahenge, problem to aayi, lekin help bhi aa gayi. Both are coming as a result of my karma. Not that just the problem came because of my karma. The help which came was also a result of everything. Put your hand like this. Every single thing that is coming to you. Every single thing. From the smallest to the biggest thing that has happened in your life. Everything that energy is coming to you has been thrown by you before. No one else up there is deciding anything. No one. Okay, easy. Take a minute. Close your eyes. Check your life. Any scene of life where there was a question mark. Any scene of life, question mark. release that question. It will feel, make you feel lighter. Release that resentment against that scene. Release that resentment against that person. Release that guilt about your own mistake. Once we have the knowledge, the understanding, we say, okay, past, now I will be careful in my next karma. This was my past. But I shift from blame to personal responsibility. Now when I understand this, then what happens to the concept of forgiveness? Does that become easy now? Does forgiveness become easy now? Yes. And who are we forgiving now? We are only forgiving ourselves. Think now. Any person in your life with which your karmic connection is not the best quality that you want it to be, you're not getting that best energy coming from there. It may not even be in words and behavior, just energy, vibes achhi nahi aa rahi hai. We immediately say, unki vibes achhi nahi aa rahi hai mujhe. Please remember, jo vahan se aa raha hai, jo vahan se aa raha hai. And if I want to change jo vahan se aa raha hai, then I just have to start throwing something different now. Arman, ek minit khade ho na. Now, I go back to yesterday's situation. And now we will see it in a different way. I said it to him yesterday, that here in front of everyone, I'm going to say something very, very rude, mean, abusive language to him. Okay? In which direction is the ball for him? Which direction is the ball for you when I behave wrongly with you? God's coming to you. Every time get the direction right immediately. So when I am behaving badly with him, what's the direction of the ball for him? The ball is coming to him. Why is that ball coming to him? Why is that ball coming to him? Because he has thrown it before. Without that, it cannot come. That is why people say everything is predestined. Everything is predestined, which means a previously written destiny. But previously written by who? So when he threw that ball at me, he had already written his destiny that this ball will come to him. That is called predestined. Likha hua ho raha hai. Kisne likha? Humne zara wo part miss kar diya ki humne likha. Humne socha likha hua ho raha hai, matlab wahan kahin to ho raha tha. जो लिखा हुआ है वो ही हो रहा है, जो भाग्य में लिखा है वो ही हो रहा है, लेकिन भाग्य में लिखा किसने था? So now very clear, why is this ball coming to him? बोलते जाओ and fit those answers into your life. Why is this ball coming to him? Because full stop. Now does he have the power to change the ball which is coming to him? Does he, listen carefully, does he have the power to change the ball which is coming to him? No. So what power does he have? So always remember, we don't have power in what is happening to us. We try that power, wo badal jaye. When we are trying to change them, we are saying, I want this ball to change. This ball has already been thrown. I cannot change the ball which is returning to me. But right now, when I am wrong to him, his first thought about me, not even behavior, his first thought about me is going to be the new ball that he's going to throw to me. Clear, okay? Everybody, careful, think. The ball that is going to him, he cannot change it because he has already thrown it. Stop trying to change people. Stop trying to wait saying, ye badlenge, ye badlenge, ye badlenge. No. Because while you are saying that, you are again throwing a wrong ball out, blaming them. So now, how he is going to respond to me is going to be his present. Now hold your hand. The ball coming to you is your past karma returning. How you will respond now is your present karma getting created. And the ball he throws out now, what will happen to that ball?
that will come back to him, so future getting decided. So let's say it together. Past returning to me, present getting created, future getting decided. This is called three aspects of time, Trikal, Darshi, Hokar, Karam, Karna. Now once he knows that the ball that is coming to him was thrown by him, now once he knows that he has the choice which ball to throw now, and most important, he knows that the ball he throws now is also going to return, does it take time to decide which quality ball he should throw now? Which quality should he throw? Now put your hand. Where should the right hand be? Which quality ball do we have to throw now? Now we don't want to be anywhere here. It's so easy now to do right karma. We thought we were being nice to them. And that was taking, like, why should I be nice to them? I was not being nice to them. I was being nice to myself. I was writing a nice destiny for myself. Now is it easy to forgive? Bologe to hoga kuch. Is it easy to forgive na? Yeah. Because he's not even forgiving me. There is no concept of forgiving other people. We cannot forgive anyone. If I have done wrong, let the whole world say, we forgive you, yet the law of karma does not forgive me. So there is no concept of forgiving other people. But when people say, I forgive you, you're giving me good energy which will now help me to handle that karma which I have created. So when you see all this that is happening all over the world, please remember it is someone's karma with someone. Every thought that you create about what they are doing, you are entangling with their karmic account. And you are becoming a part of that karmic account. And that is why we have to learn to keep a silent mind. Don't entangle with other people's karmic account. Remain silent and send blessings. That gives them the strength to handle that karmic account, and that gives us the opportunity to create good karma that we are throwing blessings outside. Finished. That's my karma. So now will you forgive? Yes. Will you be able to bless that person who's done wrong? Yes. Because who are we doing it for? For myself. Forgiveness ho gai easy? Forgiveness ho gai easy? Always remember what you are giving to the other person is what is going to return. You know, it's like sometimes on Diwali, you give somebody a gift. Sanjeev ji, kabhi hua aisa? So sometimes when we are deciding what to gift someone, so we say, unhone humko kya diya tha? Unhone kitne ka diya tha? People actually have diaries of that. Shaadi pe kitne ka sabne diya? Which is okay, fine. But then they will keep referring to that for the rest of their life, ke unke bachcho ko shaadi mein kitne ka dena hai, which is also okay, no problem. But when you take karma, remember, ke don't give them what they gave you. Give them what you want should come back to you. If you give them what they gave you, then what they gave you will come back again to you because you have given them that what they gave you. But if you give them what you want, then you will get what you want. So, suppose the person gave you something costing 500 rupees and you go to the market and say, mujhko bhi 500 ke aaspas ka hi dena hai. Jyada se jyada 600 de sakte. Usse jyada kyun denge? But if you know that this gift is going to come back to my house only, ye ghum phir ke yahi aane wala hai, you'll go to the shop and say, mujhe kya chahiye aajkal? And that product could cost 1 lakh. It doesn't matter. Because I know it's going to come back to me. Easy to buy the gift. Easy to live with people. Doesn't matter what they do. Doesn't matter how they behave. I know that I only have to send pure wishes and blessings. It may be very expensive right now, but I know it's coming back to me. Even while you create it, your energy goes up. Even while you create a blessing, your body starts getting healed. So destiny to wahin ki wahin create ho jati hai sabse pehle. So don't ever say, unhone itna kiya, unhone aise kiya, usne. Wo jo kar rahe hain, and main jo kar raha hun. Yeah. So throughout the day, every moment, we are writing our destiny. Every moment we are writing our destiny with our every thought. So Raju, we've always heard na, soch ke bolo ke kya bol rahe ho, soch ke karo kya sukar rahe ho. Rajyog mein hum seekhte hain, soch kar socho kya ye baat sochne laik bhi hai. Kyunki ek bar soch liya, to bol to nikal gaye. Aur ek bar waisa wala soch liya, to aur soch waisi wali aane lag jati hai, to phir bol nikal gayi. So, सोच कर बोलना नहीं है, सोच कर करना नहीं है, सोच कर सोचना है, तो बोल और कर्म पर ध्यान देना नहीं पड़ेगा. Easy to bless people? अभी मुश्किल लगेगा तो वापस बॉम्बे दिल्ली जाने के बाद बहुत डिफिकल्ट होगा. ये तो हवा अच्छी है. Easy to bless people? Just say, this is the only way I know how to be. That's all. It's my nature. It's my nature. That's the only way. I don't know another option. I don't know another option. It all becomes very easy. Theek hai? Easy? Easy? Pakka? Now, sometimes, some people may become a very big obstacle or a challenge in our life. It could be in family also. And then our mind says, why did my child do something like this? Why did my sibling do something like this? Why did my spouse do something like this? To remember that relationship is only a present life relationship. We are not meeting for the first time. Anyone who's in your close karmic connection, you are not meeting them for the first time. And that's why when you get married, what does Panditji say? Sat janam sat sat. Even in today's era they are saying sat janam sat sat. People are thinking of separating after few months and they are saying sat janam. So sat janam sat sat means anyone who's coming into a karmic account of a husband-wife relationship is a very strong karmic account. It's that karmic account where you live the longest together. You don't live that long with your parents, you don't live that long with your children. You live with each other the longest. That's why it's called the strong karmic account. And so they will say sat janam, but that doesn't mean your husband wife seven times. It just means you've been together before, you are together now, you will be together again, but that's not only in husband wife, that's in all your karmic connections, relationships. We have been together before, we are together now, and we will be together again. So if any relationship has any undercurrent, it is a result of the past. I have the power to change it now. Because that will change my today, but that will also change when we meet again. Theek hai? Now think of all the people in your life. Even the people you work with, you've been with before. So someone cheated, someone betrayed, someone didn't return my money. Everything is a past karmic account. That doesn't mean let them be. Mat do. Aisa nahi hai. It just means don't create resentment and hatred here. Even if you're fighting a legal case, from here you give blessings. Let the court of the country do its work. We have to go legal if something is happening, but not hatred inside. There was a family who came to us. They lost their child and the child had been kidnapped. So they got CC footage of everything that happened, right from what happened in their house to where, everything, everything. So when obviously the person was caught because there was CCTV footage, and so they had to keep going to the court every time. And so when the parent came to the center, the mother said, I just can't see that person again and again over there. She said, because already going through loss of the child, and on top of that, seeing that person again and again over there, she said, it's so difficult to see that person standing over there. So we don't give too much gyan in situations like this. But she, because she was doing the course, so she said, this is past karmic account. I said, chhod do, chhod do. Let's not get into all this. Let's just talk. She said, no, tell me, is this past karmic account? I said, everything is past karmic account. She said, okay, now what to do with this person then? Very powerful. Now what to do? I said, do you want to meet him again? No. So there are some karmic accounts we want to change. There are some karmic accounts we want to close. And such kind of karmic accounts are one of those. We want to close. So she was very clear. I don't want to meet this person again. I said, so what will we have to do? So I said, you will have to stop thinking here, because karmic account stops where you don't create a single thought about somebody. Karmic account is over. There's just nothing here about them. It's clean. It's deleted. Then I'm not creating any karma. Karmic account is over. Now how to not think about a person who's done something like this? But because she was creating hatred and pain, what was happening to that karmic account? What was happening to that karmic account? It was getting even more entangled. So please remember, every next time we meet, it gets tougher. Every next time we meet, it gets tougher. Suppose she and I meet over coffee today and we have a difference of opinion. We just walk out, not happy with each other. We meet again next week. That energy of our last week's meeting is going to be there in that relationship. So we will behave a little differently with each other. We again go out. Again we meet next month somewhere. We just look at each other and we ignore each other. Third time it gets tougher. Fourth time we meet, there is a function. We go and talk ill about each other to other people. Every next time it gets tougher, till in any one of the meetings, either she or me will have to create a change. So first time, only a little indifference of opinion. Second time, little stress. Third time, anger. Fourth time, hatred. Every time it will get tougher. Now if one of us creates a change, and I just go, or she comes up to me and says, "Chodo, let's leave it, jo bhi hua, everything is fine." 1 minute karmic account changed. And any one out of the two can do it. So you have to decide who's going to be the one. Who's going to be that one who's going to do it? Because every next time it gets tougher. And this is a very simple one, but all these tough things that we're seeing happening in the world. Why did somebody do something like this to someone? And what happens is, we always find that the person who gets infected by something, we call that person the victim. But actually everything was a karmic connection between the two of them. And that's why be very careful before you're giving an opinion. Don't take sides. Never take sides between two people. It is their karmic connection and you don't even know their karmic history. You are only seeing today. You are only seeing today. You don't know their karmic history. So never take sides, because you will create a wrong karma just by taking a wrong side. What you can do is, if two people are going through a karmic entanglement, and even if you're their parent, so which means even if your child and their spouse are going through something, don't side your child just because they're your child. No. It is a connection between two souls. Stand here detached, bless both of them. Give strength to both of them, so that both of them can sort out their karmic account. Even if you're their parent, leave alone strangers in the world. It's very easy to say, "Ye sahi hai, ye galat hai." On what basis? You're only seeing the last episode of a very long serial. Can you make out the story in the last episode? Yes? Yes? Ye srishti ka jo chakra hai na, this is like a last episode right now, long series. So imagine a soap opera going on for 10 years. And today is the last episode. And someone has been watching all the episodes and you've not watched any episode and you come there to watch the serial. And you'll say, "Ye kya ho raha hai, ye kya ho raha hai? Isne aisa kyun kiya, usne aisa kyun kiya?" That person will say, "Keep quiet na, tumko kuch kahani pata nahi hai, aise hi bolte rehte." Because we really don't know people's kahani. We don't know. We are watching that last episode. They have been together for many, many lifetimes. They have a good karmic history with each other. The only thing we should do is send blessings to both. Don't take sides and give blessings to one. If today I am doing wrong to him, you all will immediately start favoring him, because I am doing wrong to him. Because I am doing wrong to him. So you are seeing only this scene and you say, "Kitna galat kar rahe unke saath, bichara wo, bichara wo." You have no idea what that bichara has done to me before. We have no idea. So never take sides. Never have opinions. Never create bias. This is called detachment. Because you will entangle, because you will take a wrong side. And very soon you will be standing on the side of somebody who has done wrong. And supporting someone who has done wrong is also a wrong karma. We saw yesterday, we have to stand on the right. So always send pure wishes and blessings to the one who is doing it and to the one who is facing it. There's always someone who's doing it and someone who's facing something. Send blessings to both so that both get the strength to change the quality of their karma, and you will be creating blessings for both, so both will get that energy. If you favor him right now, so you're sending him good energy, but then you're not sending me good energy, so your karma gets spoiled. Your karma gets spoiled just by not thinking good for me. So we have to think good, which means send powerful prayers and blessings to every soul on the planet, irrespective of what you are reading in the news that they are doing. Okay? Ji. थोड़ा सा जोर से बोलो. Yeah. Karmic is in terms of the relationship of those two people. What you are taking a decision is based on the performance of that person. So that is something completely different. So there you're not going to see what that person has performed earlier. But when it comes to an entanglement between two people, then that is between those two people. But even if you check in a corporate world, also if two people come, my corporate world, we see every day, if two people come and talk about each other, it's the most interesting thing that happens. But you should meet them one by one. Yes. Even if you have to meet a couple, call one person first. And they will explain one situation that happened in their house completely from their perspective. And they're completely right. And while you listen to them, you'll say, hey, this person is so completely right. Now that person goes out. Okay, send your spouse in. That person talks about the same situation in a completely different energy color. And that person also sounds completely right. So we just send them blessings. Both of you are right. Now go and show your right to each other and live together. So our role is not to say this one is right or wrong. Our role is to show them how the other person is right. It's just your perspectives that are different, your lens which is different. But if we listen to one and say, this one is right, and this normally happens due to attachment. This is what is happening between parents and child, and that is affecting the relationship of that child with their spouse. मेरा बेटा ठीक है, मेरी बेटी ठीक है, नहीं वो दूसरा भी किसी का बेटा बेटी है, है ना? So don't. With attachment, your decision can never go right. Decision will be right only when you are detached. See both of them in an unbiased manner. See the sanskars of both of them, and then help both of them with it. But if you go questioning the other person, because I know my daughter always says the right thing or my son always says the right thing, then we are creating a wrong karma over there. And that wrong karma can influence the destiny of your child. It could influence the destiny of your child. So even if you're not looking at past lifetimes, but even in one lifetime, there is a way to see the perspective of the other person. Easy now to do it? Easy to forgive? Easy to forgive? What is the role of Paramatma in our destiny? Paramatma gives us the jnana to think right, to feel right, to do right. Paramatma gives us the power to do the right karma. So why jnana and meditation both are needed? Jnana gives us the knowledge, the advice, do this. Meditation gives us the power to be able to do this. So like sometimes we say, I know I don't want to get angry, but because I have the knowledge, but I don't have the power. So Paramatma gives us the jnana, Paramatma will give us the shakti in meditation, and love. Three things are needed. So we call it the GPS. Jnana, pyar aur shakti. Isse we can navigate through everything in life. Everything in life. Paramatma ka jnana, pyar aur shakti. Aur yehi hume sabko dena hai. Sabke saath, whether it is corporate, whether it is family. ज्ञान भी दो, मतलब एडवाइस भी दो, लेकिन प्यार भी दो और शक्ति भी दो. बिकॉज पीपल आर नॉट एबल टू इम्प्लीमेंट एडवाइस विदाउट पावर एंड लव. Without power, they are not able to implement advice. You tell someone, oh, you're not well, you should walk around this Gyan Sarovar 5 times and come. Advice is good, but the person is physically not well, and the person takes your advice and starts walking, he'll fall down and it will become my karma. I gave that advice. Be very careful giving advice. And especially in today's world, because today's world people like to say, you tell me now, what should I do? Because people fear taking decisions nowadays. And people who are asked to take decisions suddenly become very powerful. Ek second mein unko bata dete hain, aap ye kar lo, aap ye kar lo. If I had to take that decision for myself, I'll take 10 days. But if someone comes and says, haan, kuch bhi nahi hai, aisa kar lo. In 1 second we give them advice like that. Can't give only advice. You have to know their sanskar. You have to know their capacity. You have to know their karma. So very careful giving advice. And don't give advice alone. Advice has to give with power and with love. GPS hamesha saath mein rakhna hai. And sabse pehle uske saath. To fir right karma is very, very easy. Now, when we understand karma and destiny, comparison is an over concept. Competition is an over concept. There cannot be competition between two people. Ho hi nahi sakta hai. Suppose twins, born to the same parent, going to the same school, got every single thing identical, went to the same college, did the same course, graduated with the same degree, got the same marks, chalo, everything is the same. They both start the same business on the same day in the same locality. Everything is same. Will the result be the same? Why? Because that past karma is different from both. So how can there be competition between these two souls? Never get into competition with anybody. No competition with anyone. Their journey and my journey is completely different. I just have to drive on my journey, do my right karma, work hard, put in effort, move ahead. But I cannot compete or compare with anyone because I don't even know their journey. So where is the competition? Where is the comparison? So comparison and competition drops out of the list when we understand that it is my journey alone. It is my journey alone. Second thing to understand. Family is very important. Everyone around us is very important. But always remember, in 1 second, they are going to be no one for you. In 1 second, when you leave this costume, it's over. So be with everyone, do everything for everyone, but don't compromise on your karma for anyone. For anyone. And anyone means anyone. Because one moment, either soul will leave the costume, no child, no spouse, nothing, but that karma goes with me. So love for everyone, but not attachment for anyone which will make me compromise my karma. Attachment makes us compromise the karma. Love remembers that I have to do the right karma and give them the strength to do the right one. We are family. Only for a small period of time. Let's say 100 years. We are family. I was on a journey before this 100 years. I will be on a journey after this 100 years. Be there for them selflessly. Do give. Don't compromise on karma. Because karma is your only friend who is always going to be with you. Not the people around you. Not the people around you. Even when we meet people, we try to create so many connections. We say, ye wala vyakti kaam aega, ye wala vyakti kaam aega, iska card sambhal ke rakho. Destiny mein nahi hoga na, us din kaun phone nahi uthayega. Hota hai aise ya nahi hota. And someone you don't know also, suddenly will appear out of nowhere. So be with everyone, remain connected to the one, and hold on to your karma. When a situation comes, your karma will bring the solution to you. Your karma will create the support for you. You don't have to look for connections. Ye kaam aayega, wo kaam aayega. Mera karma theek nahi, to koi kaam nahi aata. Aur karma theek hai, to koi bhi saamne se aa jata hai. So focus. Focus on that. To wo GPS ko kya karna hai sara din? Aise haath mein rakhna hai. Doing everything I'm doing, my priority will only have to be one word. And what is that? What is that one word? My karma. And my karma starts from my intent. Only that karma decides my destiny. No one else decides my destiny. Even if someone comes and helps you, we keep saying, oh, you did this for me, you did this for me. Say thank you to them. But please remember, you got that support only because of your karma. Give them blessings. But don't just go on so much because of them. Nothing happened because of them. They were just one instrument in your destiny. And also the opposite. They ruined my life. They messed up my work. No, they were just an instrument. My karma was coming to me. So neither getting so indebted to anybody and neither getting holding any grudge for anyone. It is my karma and destiny that is working with me at every moment, not people. People are just like puppets who come into that whole thing. So we love to put all the power there. All the power is here. Now five words we are going to write. Dhan, An, Man, Tan, or Jan. Jan means people, rishte. Dhan, wealth, An, food, Man, mind, Tan, body, Jan, people. Karma energy is in this order. So the most important karma is the way the money comes into my house. Dhan is not currency, dhan is energy. Dhan is energy, dhan is vibration. Jaisa dhan hoga, vaisa hi an hoga. Right hai baat? Aapka ghar ka an kis se kharidenge? Aapke aaye huye dhan se kharidenge. To jaisa dhan hoga, vaisa an hoga. Jaisa an hoga, vaisa man hoga. Jaisa man hoga, vaisa tan hoga. Aur jaise ye charo honge, vaisa hi jan hoga. So if my dhan energy is not right, this whole line will get affected. So if you go 100, 200 years back, we were not talking, people were not talking about how much you make. People were talking about how you make, how much you make. Importance was given as to how you earn, not how much you earn. Kalyug, kalyug kyo bana? And ghor kalyug to ghor kalyug kyo bana? Because people stopped bothering about how you make. And they started calling you successful only because of how much you make. That's where Kalyug started reaching its peak. Because if success was how much I make, then people started making it. Doesn't matter how I make, who's bothered how I'm making. Who's coming on the business cover? Who made more? Not how they made, not interested. So to remember that the money I earn is coming home. That money is used to construct my house, to eat my food, the bed I sleep in, the chair I work, sit on, the school my children go to, the clothes I wear. Every single thing around me is my money. But that money is energy. So the dress I wear will also have that energy. The sofa I sit on will also have that energy. This building will also have the energy with which I earned my money. So first thing, if I'm doing business, my business has to be that which does good for society. If I'm giving something to the world which makes people fall ill, which causes pain and sorrow in their families, which is ruining their mental health, question mark, stop, check, change business. Change business. That's why we always say content creators, big karma responsibility. Big, big karma, not just pick up the phone, make one video, post kar diya. For us, it takes 5 minutes to make a video. That video will be on internet for eternity. Who will watch it when? And they will change their thought process. It will become our destiny. So everything that you do to earn money, we have to take care. One, it's doing good for people. Second, while I'm working in that place, I should be at the highest energy. Don't grumble about your workplace. Don't grumble about the people you're working with. Gratitude. Gratitude should be the energy at the workplace. Shukriya. Because we are not contented at our workplace, our children are not contented in life. Always discontentment. Kuch aur chahiye, ye chahiye. Abhi santushta nahi aati hai. So please earn your money with santushta, with contentment and gratitude. That will be the energy of every member in your family. Contentment and gratitude. Subha subha utte, ayyo aaj fir office jana hai. That office is sustaining your family. So gratitude for the people you are working with. Gratitude for the people who you are working for. It's very easy to find faults in people. We are not saying they are perfect. But important is my money is coming from there. So first thing, take care of money. It doesn't matter if I earn a little less, but I have to earn right. I have to earn with blessings. Business also should be with the intention of earning blessings. Today the world has separated the two. Business separate, charity separate. Yahan kuch bhi karo, yahan jaake daan dekar aa jao. So if business mein I do 10 karma, and then I earn all that money and I go and build one hospital or a temple or everything. Good. Which is very good. I'll get lot of blessings from here. But the gadbar that I've done here, that will also come back to me. And so I say everything is right in my life, but this one problem has come. So we can't segregate karma like this. Ye to business hai. Business mein to, what's the word? Chalta hi hai. To phir destiny mein bhi chalta hi hai aayega phir uske baad. That's why don't look at what other people are saying. Do your business to the highest ethics. There should be no such word as ethics in business. Ethics is the only way. Because it's money. It's not business. It's money coming into your house. And do business also like this. Kaise karna hai business? Aise. Aise nahi karna. Aise karna hai. While working, while being with your client, what can I do for them? Unka achha kisme hoga. Think of the good for the other person. Your good is automatically getting written in your destiny. Mera kya fayda hoga isme? This will earn money. Inka kya fayda hoga isme? This will earn blessings. Simple, go to a fruit wala outside. And you will still meet people who will say, Saab, aaj mere se nahi lo, aap. Mera na apple fresh nahi. Aap samne wali dukaan se jaake lo. Milte hain aise log? Milte hain na? Milte hain. Hain, of course hain. Right? So what did that fruit wala is also a business person. That 200 is nothing for us, but 200 for that person would be a very big amount. That day that person didn't think about himself, he thought about you. This. And that day he didn't earn money. That could be a very big thing in his house that day. But what did he earn that day? He earned blessings. Your mind will say, kya? Abhi aajkal bhi aise log hote hain, abhi tak aise log hote hain. And then you will go home, you will tell 5 people, pata hai, aise wala. Those 5 people will tell 5 more people. Achha, next time you go, you will go only to him. Is that certain? Yes. Next time you go, you won't even ask him the rate. You say, bhaiya, de do 1 kilo. You will neither check, you will not ask the rate. That person earned trust and credibility along with blessings. That's one thing which is really needed today out there in the world. So, on the first day, usne dhan nahi kamaya. Usne kya kamaya? Duaen kamaye. Jo dhan kamate hain, wo sirf dhan kamate hain. Jo duaen kamate hain, wo apni capacity se zyada dhan kamate hain. Kyunki duaen dhan ko aur lekar aati hai. So, earn blessings, money will automatically come. And jab life mein koi problem aati hai, it's not necessary that money can solve that problem. That is the time when people say, kisi ki dua lagi hai. Tabhi ye theek ho gaya, tabhi ye baat theek ho gayi. Wo dua kahan se aayi? That dua is not the prayer we do at that time. That dua is something that I earned on this journey of life somewhere. It was there in my bank. So a bank account of blessings, check every single day. Aaj mere karam se duaen aayi. तो फिर आई या नहीं वो गिनना ही नहीं है. हर कर्म ही ऐसा करना है जो दूसरों को दे रहा है. दुआएं ऑटोमेटिकली आती जाएंगी. तो हम कैसे बनते जाएंगे फिर? ऐसे ऐसे नहीं जीना है. सत्योगी देवी देवता कैसे हैं? ऐसे हैं. दैट इज आवर कल्चर. दे आर आवर एंसेस्टर्स. हमारे पूर्वज है देवी देवता. राइट? एवरीबडी हैज अ नेम. कुल देवी, कुल देवता. यस. तो कुल देवी मीन्स आई एम फ्रॉम देयर फैमिली. So which family am I from? Which family am I from? I am from this. And who have I become now? This is human nature. This is the nature of soul, to give. Why we are so suffocated today? Because we become like this. तो business में भी, काम में भी देते जाओ, इनका अच्छा किस में होगा, इसका अच्छा किस में होगा, इसका, जो दूसरों का अच्छा सोचेगा उसका गलत हो नहीं सकता, law of karma. So धन का ध्यान रखना है, then we saw on the first day, अन्न का कैसे ध्यान रखना है, मन का ध्यान we are studying in the last 3 days, everyday meditation, everyday ज्ञान, मन धन अन्न ठीक है तो तन ठीक होने लग ही जाएगा. Even then past karmic account can come and suddenly there's a disease in the body. But now I work on my present karma. And that present karma and my state of mind will help me to heal that body. And when all this is fine, relationships are beautiful, bhagya perfect hai. How would I like to leave when I'm leaving this costume? What should be my state of mind? How would I have to be? Jana to hai, pakka hai, kaise jana hai? You know, earlier, in our grandparents' age also, it used to be more or less certain that chalo after 90, 95, they are going to go. So people used to start talking about it. कि भाई अब तो जाने का टाइम आ रहा है, किसी से मिलना है, किसी को कुछ बोलना है, किसी को कुछ कर, होता है ना ऐसा. सो किसी रिश्तेदार को बुलाना है, यू वॉन्ट टू कॉल सम रिलेटिव टू एवरी. नाउ वी डोंट नो वेन इट्स गोइंग टू हैपन. सो वेन शुड वी डू इट? सो वेन शुड वी डू इट? किसी को कुछ बोलना है, किसी को कुछ करना है, किसी को माफ करना है, किसी से माफी मांगनी है. नाउ आई डोंट नो. सो वेन शुड आई डू इट? Why? Because if I leave without doing it, so that karam gaant bandhi hui hai. That is why when we go for a funeral, the antim sanskar, the panditji gives us those sticks and say, ye lakdi todo. To lakdi todo means, aaj mera is atma ke saath ka hisab kitab khatam. So it's symbolic. Lakdi todo. But wo lakdi todne se yahan wala nahi tootta hai. That is a way of teaching us, ke ye karo, jeevan aisa jeena hai. So take care. No rassis attached anywhere. The more the rassis are attached, the more it will be difficult for the soul to leave. So live in a way where you're ready to leave any moment. No len den pending. So every night check your karmic chart. How are my thoughts for everybody? I created critical, judgmental thought for this one. Change it in the night before going to sleep. Send them a blessing. If I spoke not in a very right manner to somebody, say a sorry in your mind to them. Just do that little 5 minutes karma checking every day. And once you start checking it every day and you're starting to do jnana and meditation, you'll be able to check your karma while you're doing it. While you're doing it. But we have to start checking karma. It is all coming back in a very, very big way. So there is only number one priority in life, and that word is karma. If that's taken care of, everything else is taken care of. Now one law is remaining which will help us how to create the right karma, and that law is sankalp se siddhi hoti hai. First day we saw sankalp se srishti banti hai, which means my thoughts create my world. Second law, sanskar se sansar banta hai. Third law, संकल्प से सिद्धि होती है, which means my thoughts become my reality. My thoughts become my reality. In English we call it power of affirmation and manifestation. In the Sanskriti of Bharat, it's there since thousands of years. संकल्प से सिद्धि होती है. Now what does it mean? We have to really get this law right. Because we are living completely opposite of the law. So imagine if I have to go and live outside opposite of the law of gravity, what will happen to me? So today we are living opposite of the law. Sankalp se siddhi means whatever I think, and it's a very predominant thought, it will happen. So it is our thoughts which create our situation. Today we are living the other way around. Situation created my thoughts. So you see, we are living the opposite of the law. So now we have to go back with that attention here. What I think is going to happen, not what is happening, is why I am thinking that way. Oh, yeah, clear? Is it clear? If you create a thought right now, what if I fall? What if I fall? What if I fall? You will fall. You will fall. Because your thought, it is a law. People say, how can it happen like that? We don't know how it can happen like that. We know it's a law. And so law always works with everyone, every time. Like law of gravity works everyone, every time. Sankalp se siddhi works with everyone, every time. So every time you want to work on something, first create a sankalp about it, then go to work on it. We start working on it. No. First create a sankalp about it, then work on it. Put your hand like this. Suppose you come home after a long day and the body is a little tired, overworked. Now it's 50% tired. It's a fact, tired. But now my mind will start saying, and I will say, bahut thak gaye. Bahut thak gaye aaj main. Bahut thak gaye. Then everyone else also starts saying the same thing. Aaj ye bahut thak gaye. Inko kuch mat bolo. Ye bahut thak gaye. Itne blessings milte na, thak gaye, thak gaye, thak gaye. So 50% kya ho jayega? 60, no 100 nahi ho jayega, but 50 se 60 ho jayega wo. Kaise hua? It was just 50. What made it from 50 to 60? Thoughts, repeated thoughts. That's why be very careful when you tell people about your problems. Be very careful when you tell people about your issues. Be very careful when you tell people about the disease in your body also. Achha re, wo to bimar hai. Wo to bimar hai. Then they'll go home. You know, aaj hame raaste mein kaun mila tha, wo mila tha. Achha, kaise nahi, wo to bimar hai. And very soon you wouldn't be aware, 10 people are thinking about you, ki aap bimar hai. So even agar bimar ho, to kya bolna hai? Perfect. Samne wale bole, maine suna tha aap bimar, bole, kab suna? Main to perfect. Jhoot bolte ro sara din. That's the way to live life. And jhoot means what I want should be. Because when you tell someone, I'm perfect, then that other person will say, arey, haan, she's perfect. Then they'll meet somebody, how are they now? Oh, they said they are perfect. Very soon, 5-10 people are going to say, they are perfect, they are perfect, they are perfect, they are perfect. I'm also saying, I'm perfect, I'm perfect, I'm perfect. Tathastu. Wo dekha tha na kal exercise. That's what it is. But if you say, main bimar ho, everybody says, ye bimar hai, everyone says, to bimari itni thi, it's a fact. But I am able to take it here, or I am able to take it here. Both powers I have. I have both the powers. And this applies to every situation in your life. You have the power to escalate it. You have the power to diminish it. You have the power to finish it. From the power of the mind. So please don't go back and say, I don't have time to take care of your mind, because your life is getting controlled from here. So please take time to take care of the mind. Theek hai? Yes? Yes? Okay. So if I'm unwell, what should I say? If the body is unwell, what should I say? Body is perfect. First day we raised our hand, I want happiness. If you think you want happiness, you will always want. Very good. I am a happy being. Now when you go back home, you're going to be happy. And someone will come and say, itna khush kyo, achha wahan se aaye na. अच्छा फिर लोगों को बड़ी प्रॉब्लम होती है देख के कि ये इतने खुश क्यों रहे देखते देखते 3 दिन 4 दिन कितने दिन चलता है ये दैट तो पीपल हैव अ प्रॉब्लम विद एनी न्यू नाइस थिंग वी वांट टू डू बिकॉज दे आर नॉट एबल टू डू ना सो देखते देखते कैसा जस्ट प्रैक्टिस डोंट गो एंड गिव ज्ञान टू एनीबडी व्हेन यू रिटर्न फ्रॉम हियर ज्ञान डजंट हैव टू बी गिवन ज्ञान हैज टू बी लिव्ड यू लिव इट एंड यू रेडिएट इट देन इफ समवन वांट्स टू पिक इट अप दे विल पिक इट अप They will pick it up. But we are going to go back and take care that how am I going to be here? Everything here is not going to be perfect. But the law is sankalp se siddhi hoti hai. So every time you have a situation which is not perfect, before you solve the imperfect situation, first create a perfect thought for that imperfect situation. Now go to work on it. Theek hai? Easy? Easy, na? Chalo, let's write it out then. Let's write out a few sankalps that we will start doing from today. So this will be our set of sankalps or set of affirmations, but it's not going to be restricted to 10 or 12 thoughts. Gradually, my every thought will be on this vocabulary. That is when I will shift to think right, think less, think slow. Automatically. So first thought, I am a pure, powerful being. I'm a pure, powerful being. second, I'm always happy. I'm always happy. Third, I'm calm and stable in every scene of life. Calm and stable in every situation. So you can see the vocabulary. What we are not yet, we are writing, because then we're going to become that. Fourth, I am a giver. Hamesha man buddhi is direction mein honi chahiye. Giving love, giving blessings, giving, always a giver. And when I say I'm a giver, I'm saying to myself, I don't need anything from people. You know, this whole deep desire of appreciation, validation, love, respect. You can only stand on one side, either this side or this side. We can't stand on two sides. So if someone's giving a gift, they're on the giver's side. Receiver is somebody else. So I am a giver. So Devi Devtaen aise hain. And kyunki Devi Devtaen aise hain, we see a white color aura behind them. So a giver is high spiritual intelligence, a high emotional intelligence. We have become like this today. I want love, I want respect, I want... No, I can need physical support. Emotionally and vibrationally, I need nothing. Say every single day to yourself, I need nothing, I only give, I give, I give. That's how we shift from Kaliyug to Satyug. Kaliyug is like this, Satyug is like this, so I'm a giver. Fourth line, keep it blank for now, your any nature that you want to change. Pardon that? Achha, fifth, sorry. Fifth one, keep it blank, any sanskar you want to change. Vocabulary very clear, don't write the wrong sanskar, which means the uncomfortable sanskar. Write the positive good quality and say, I am. Anyone, any sanskar you want to change, so we can see how to write the sankalp for that? Anybody? Anger. Anger is very easy. I'm a peaceful being. I'm stressed out. I'm always happy. I am? Calm. Yeah, calm. Always happy. Anything else? Attachment. I radiate unconditional love to everyone. Stressed out, happy, calm, stable, already written. Stressed up, that's what? Calm. Self-doubt, I have complete faith in myself. I trust myself, I trust everyone. Oh yeah, the karmic, the thoughts for them. Okay, very beautiful. Good, thanks for reminding. So when that mother was saying, what should I do to settle this karmic account? So when we understand, when someone has done such a big wrong to me, we automatically understand that we have already done something. So before forgiving that person now, we have to seek forgiveness for what we have done in the past. That person was there, he's done wrong, he's done the worst that he could have done to that parent. But why has he done such a big thing to me? My past karmic account. That means I have done something. So I am going to forgive him for what he's going. Law of country is going to do everything. Huh? So we are not finishing of the court case. That is going to take. From here I have to finish. Because I don't want to meet them again. I don't want to meet them again. So the first thought is, I seek forgiveness for what I have done to you another time, which I don't remember. Anyone who's not being nice to you, please seek forgiveness. Bolna nahi jaake. They'll get confused. Bolna nahi hai. It's from here. Because I know I have thrown some ball over there which is coming to me. So I need to heal that wound which I have created earlier. So I seek forgiveness for that pain or that thing which I have done to you when I don't remember. But second, I forgive you for what you are doing now. Forgiveness for what I have done in the past. I forgive for what you are doing to me in the present. Third, the past karmic account is over. Make this a statement for every problem in your life. We have to end that karmic account finally and start a new one. The past karmic account is over. I send blessings to you. No, that's what we're saying. The court case continues. The person is going to get punished for that. Legal, everything will go right. I am clearing my... If someone has done something, you creating hatred for that person, what is it giving you? So suppose this one has done something to this one and it's only in the news. Okay, this one has done something to this one, it's in the news, and I'm reading the news and I'm creating hatred for this one. So I'm only lowering my karmic account. It's nothing to do with those two. I created hatred and my energy has gone down. Then I will read about this one did this one. I'll create more hatred, energy gone down. Then I say this one did this one. Then suddenly I'm filled with hatred. That's why we are not happy. That's why we discussed on the first day. Since the time we have the phone and we're getting all the updates, we're creating hatred for this one, hurt for this one, pain for this one, sorrow for this one. Not too much good news comes. Look at all the quality of news. There's a lot of good that's happening in the world, but that doesn't come in the news. And so automatically we consume the wrong that's happening in the world, and we create wrong emotion in response to the wrong that's happening in the world, and that's why my emotional health is going down. So we are not saying this one is good, this one is bad. We're just saying blessings to both of them. Should we not send blessings? Even suppose he is doing wrong to him for the first time, first. Shouldn't I send blessings to this person so that he can heal and change himself? Yes, so that's why blessings. But if I send hatred to him, what will happen? If I send hatred to this person, what will happen? He will become more of that what he is right now. So this is what is happening in the world with social media. One person somewhere in the world does something, billions of people send energy to that person. So one, that person goes down. Second, the billions of people creating that energy go down. And most important, the whole energy of the world goes down. So just send blessings. Blessings to the one who's suffering, blessings to the one who has done wrong. We want to heal both of them. Okay? So it'll be played right now. Okay, yeah, 5 minutes. Okay, so easy. Don't take sides. Even if you're taking sides, even if I'm very clear, this person has done wrong to this, I send blessings to them so that they come out of their suffering. I send blessings to them so that they heal their sanskar. Yes? Because you're on which side? You're on which side, giver? If I create hatred, what have I done, you know? I have consumed their negativity into me. We are not going to consume the other person's energy into our energy system. Don't do this. Don't even consume the energy of your child. That's what we saw that day. If your child is in pain, where is the right hand supposed to go? Here. But when we consume their pain, we go here. And when we go here, what do we give them? We add pain to their pain. So for no one on the left hand and for nothing that they have done on the left hand, do I have the permission to create any lower energy? Just elevate, go there. God will always create blessings for everyone. We are His children. Hum bhi aisa hi karenge. Yeah. New karmic account? No. In certain cases, I close karmic account. When you will not create a single thought about that person, that karmic account is over. One person. We are talking about one person. That karmic account is over. The end, there's no end. Start thinking nice thoughts for everyone. Create beautiful karmic accounts. We have to go in Satyug, so we have to create very beautiful karmic accounts. Of course. Of course. One to one meaning? No, it could be collective. It could be family with family. Yes. With you it will come back with you, with him it will come back with him. Or one to one always. My karmic account is with you. My karmic account is with him. It's not that I do wrong to him and then he comes and do wrong to me. No. Sometimes we say, kisi ke saath galat kiya hoga, isliye ye galat aaya. No. No. The return of that karma comes to me in that way only. It doesn't come to me from somewhere else. So we have to take care of every karma. Okay, we have only 2 minutes left. Hanji. What we have closed, all the, then that day you will have no single thought left. And that is not going to happen. So we can only reach a stage where we are creating only beautiful, pure thoughts for everyone. That we can reach. And when you do that, the world will change. Kaliyug will finish and Satyug will get created. Guilt? Forgiveness? Love? I love myself. I love myself. I accept myself. I forgive myself for what is done. That was also a past karmic account. It's over. It's over. Now I accept myself. I love myself. Rose likho. Okay, 2 minutes. No, sit. We will talk separately. We have only 2 minutes. We have to finish that. So where were we? The sixth one, which is your personal sanskar. Fifth one. Sixth one for the body. Sixth one for the health of your body. My body is perfect and healthy always. Perfect means I look perfect, and health always means my health. Don't criticize yourself when you see the body in the mirror. Ye theek nahi, wo theek nahi, wo theek nahi. The body receives that energy which we create for the body. Don't reject the body. Accept, love, bless. Take care of the body, but then create this. My body is perfect and healthy always. In case of any health issue, one more sankalp for that health issue. So whatever is the health issue, we will have to write the sankalp accordingly. So if I have high sugar levels, then my sankalp will be my sugar levels are normal with the figure. The figure of normal, not the figure of your blood report. My blood pressure is normal, 120-80, if it is high. If my knee is paining, then my knee is perfect. If I can't walk, then my sankalp is I run. Look at the rule, you will be able to write sankalps for everyone. Look at the rule. Jo ho raha hai, my knee is paining right now. Kisi bhi din aap karke dekho. You come back home, your knee is paining, your back is paining. And we do it just before sleeping. Bahut dard ho raha hai, bahut dard ho raha hai. And we create that sankalp and we go to sleep. Morning mein wo dard badh jata hai. So dard ho raha hai, what is the law? Jo ho raha hai, wo nahi sochna hai. जो चाहते हैं कि हो वो सोचना है और सोच सोच के वो बना देना है. दिस इज संकल्प से सिद्धि. वॉट इज हैपनिंग यू डोंट हैव टू थिंक दैट. यू हैव टू क्रिएट दैट थॉट. वॉट यू वॉन्ट शुड हैपन. सो फॉर एवरीथिंग दैट इज नॉट राइट इन द बॉडी इन टर्म्स ऑफ हेल्थ, प्लीज राइट संकल्प. एंड ऑफकोर्स ईट राइट, स्लीप राइट, नॉट ओनली राइट संकल्प. नेक्स्ट वन फॉर रिलेशनशिप्स. आई एक्सेप्ट पीपल. People accept me. My every relationship is in harmony. I accept people. People accept me. My every relationship is in harmony. In case of any issue with anyone, write it with name. You know, kabhi kisi ke saath kuch conflict hai, write with name. Inki aur meri bahut achhi banti hai. Especially at work, sometimes we have some people who have issues with us, unnecessarily undercurrents. It's a past karmic account. So we write their name and say, they and me get along extremely well. If somebody is trying to pull you down, you write, they love my success. They are working hard to push me up. I'm telling you, they'll be surprised. Suddenly they'll start thinking nice about you. And they say, mere ko kya ho gaya? Every thought. You heard that day, no? Someone called up, he just created a thought before taking the call. We underestimate the power of our thinking. So write their name and write what you want them to do. Someone is jealous of you, write their name and say, they love my success. They are happy for my success and they are extremely successful. Instead of saying they are jealous of me, we are entangling with that jealousy energy. So every thought in this list is a blessing actually. You have thought a blessing hai. So for relationships, next for professional life. Whatever you want to achieve, become in 6 months, in 1 year, you write, wo ho chuka hai. It's already happened. before going for a meeting, before going for an interview, this is going to be a divine experience. It's going to be a great meeting. Both of us are going to benefit. That will now become your normal way of thinking, not 10 thoughts. So professional. Next. I am safe. I am secure. My destiny is perfect. Too much insecurity in the air. I am safe. I am secure. My destiny is perfect. And last, Paramatma ki shaktiyan aur duayin charo taraf suraksha kavach hai. God's power and blessings is a circle of protection around me. Please draw this high energy circle every single day. This circle does not allow lower energies to come into your system. It's like that PPE kit. Wear the PPE kit and go into the COVID ICU to look after people. But wear that PPE kit. Envelop yourself with a higher energy circle. Stop seeing unki nazar, this nazar. Nothing will come into your life. Parmatma ki shakti aur duayin mere charo taraf suraksha kavach hai. And draw this suraksha kavach around your children, around your family, around your house, around your office, everywhere. फिर वो कुछ तांगना वांगना नहीं पड़ेगा उसके बाद. What the other person is sending to us is a thought. जैसा लोहा लोहे को काटता है, सोच सोच को काटती है. Everyone who has a problem with you or your success, radiate lot of blessings to them every day. You will override their jealousy. Okay, last 1 minute. When do we have to do these sankalps? Just before going to sleep. Last thought before going to sleep, plant this seed in the night. It's going to go into the subconscious there. Ideally have a diary, write out sankalps, takes 1 minute. And you're not going to stick to this 10. Whatever situation in your life, write a sankalp. Every single day. We are living in a world of opposite thoughts in the air. First thing in the morning, wake up with gratitude. And just as you get out of bed, you can make this your song. I'm powerful, I'm happy, I'm a giver, I'm in harmony, my body is perfect. It's a song. Gaate gaate utho. So once night, morning, every food, glass of water. That food and water is coming from this Kaliyugi world with all the energies of the world. Please take 10 seconds, pause and radiate peace, power, happiness, contentment, giving, health to that food and water. That converts your food to prasad, your water to amrit. Ek baar ke liye haath dhoye bina khana kha sakte hain, kuch nahi hoga itna. Lekin energy change kare bina khana nahi khana. This is physical infection, that is emotional infection. You do it for 1 week, it becomes such a habit, even if you wake up in the middle of the night for a glass of water, 3 seconds. I'm powerful, I'm happy, I'm healthy. Itna to kar sakte. Kis shahar ka pani peete ho na? Why is that line asked? Because shahar ke pani mein shahar ke vibrations hote hain. So the cities that we come from, they are vibrating at stress, fear, anxiety, anger. It's there in the water. So we can get tensed only drinking water without having any problem in our life. That's the power. And most important, when we return from here, the day itself when we return, so that this energy which you have taken till here, it took 3 days to come here, it will take 3 days to go down. So don't say, I'll go next week. Because you have made this effort, it's come here. It's like giving the push to a car. It's happened. So connect to the center which is nearest to you. First thing to go back and do the Raj Yoga course again, one-on-one. So you ask your questions, you get your doubts cleared. The one-on-one, the sister teaches you how to meditate. And then there is a daily class at every center, 7 to 8 in the morning and also in the evening, as often as possible. And then start meditating at home. So, Shakti at home and go to the center for the Gyan, for the Murti class which is there. 30 seconds silence, sit straight. We're going to watch a very lovely movie right now. And you know who's the actor of the movie? Acha, how did you know that? You knew you were the actor of the movie. Achha, okay, very good. So enjoy the movie, look at your happy faces, look at your meditative faces, and make that your memory, that this is not what I am for 3 days. This is how I am going to now always be. Om Shanti.